All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Pete Thompson, all the way from the UK. Welcome, sir.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me. Good to speak to you, Matt.
Good to speak to you, too. The band is the Magic Ease, and your your brand new single is Melody Jane, which we just played on the show here right before the interview, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
There's always a special place in my heart for not only whatever you want to call it. I'm not much for labeling music into a certain kind of box or whatever, but power pop, British power pop, whatever you want to call it. There's always a place for that guitar-driven rock.
That's definitely an influence for the band. You know, when we started, it was kind of a lot of the bands we thought, okay, we'd be great to sound like that. It was like the Undertones, the Jam.
Yeah.
The Stones, The Who, etc. So, you know, with this first single, we kind of feel we've captured a bit of that rawness kind of guitar pop that's kind of got a bit of a British edge to it.
Yeah, it sure does. So you're the guitar player and you're the vocalist. So tell me about your guitars. What do you? I saw in some of your pictures you have a Rickenbacker there. But what are some? Is that what you play? Is that your main guitar?
Yeah, well, that's our other guitarist, Phil. He plays a Rickenbacker. And an Epiphone Sheraton.
Oh, nice.
Guitars of choice. And I've got an Epiphone Casino, so very much like the John Lennon
sound,
using the Beatles for a while. And I've got Les Paul. There's a bit of a guitar collection gathering between me and Phil. He's got a nice Fender Telecaster as well, and he used to have a nice Gretsch. So there's a bit of guitar envy between the two of us.
It's
very healthy.
I bet. I've been listening to the new song. What can you tell me about it? How was it recorded? How long did it take to put together? And what are your plans for some more music coming out?
As a band, we've not been together that long, really. It was probably about 15 months ago that we got together, and we all knew each other from. Some of us had played together before,
yeah.
And so when we got together, it was this song was probably after playing together for about 6 or 7 months that Melody Jane came out really in terms of coming to rehearsal, and it tends to be with a lot of the songs I will kind of bring an idea to rehearsal. It may be fully sketched out in terms of lyrics, verse and chorus, or it could just be a nice riff or a chord change, and as a band we kind of get round it and see what we can do. But Melody Jane, I'd had the chord sequence for a while, and I mean, you know, a good couple of years, this kind of chord progression at the beginning of it, and never really got it to work. So there's several songs that have been discarded in the past that, you know, have similar traits, but they were never right. And really, I think that was down to I never really found the right lyrical content that kind of helped drive the song along. And that came quite recently, as I say, you know, it was about 3 or 4 months ago that we brought it in, and it was kind of from watching. It was kind of from watching like the red carpet, the film premieres that you kind of see, and the actresses. And,
sure.
And I think it was even like seeing, I think they're popular in America, One Direction, who are like one of the biggest boy bands over in the UK.
Yeah.
And just seeing the adoration that they were getting from fans. And I kind of flipped it round for the song and thought, you know, writing it from the perspective, similar in the way to The Who, Pictures of Lily, where you know he's kind of got this idyllic view of this woman. It was about a guy who either it's a supermodel or it's an actress and kind of worships them, to not necessarily the point of stalking them, but, you know, they're just a fascination to this person. He kind of puts himself in a position, oh, yeah, you know, everybody loves you, but what if I got to spend, like, just one night with you and things like that. So
right.
That's how it came about.
Yeah.
And then it very quickly wrote itself in terms of the lyrics and everything like that. And, so we recorded it quite recently. We recorded it about 2 months ago. We recorded that and 3 other songs. So the plan is we're going to kind of, in another few weeks, we're going to put out another song, and then